A little update, I'll call it, on a story that came forth earlier this week. One of those stories that, you know, so often I scratch my head because I don't know. I throw it out there and I get input from, you know, our fellow members of the Morning Team show. I hear from listeners and things like that. And it's having to do with, remember this when we talked about how, and I thought this would be a bigger story. In fact, there was a bigger story that came almost out of this, but I thought this would be a bigger story. When a federal judge ruled that the state of California cannot require a cancer warning label on the weed killer Roundup. And I found the story interesting just because there are a lot of, if you are listening, you've heard some of the broadcast advertisements, and if you watch TV, you see a lot of the advertisements about how there are possibilities that if you have used Roundup and have cancer, that there could be a connection and you could be in for some type of settlement. And what fascinated me in the story was is that the ruling came from a judge who says that the reason why, and this was specifically for California, that's where the lawsuit was done, the reason why California couldn't require the warning label is because the Environmental Protection Agency and others found no connection to cancer. So if that agency found no connection, that there was no way that they could put a label on it. Mm. Like I said, I just thought that would make bigger news because it seemed like, wow, that's a pretty big win for Roundup.
Yeah, I would think so.
That was on Tuesday. On Wednesday, the bigger story that came out that I remember hearing made a lot of news and some of the business stories is that Bayer, the parent company of Monsanto, which makes Roundup, is going to pay $10.9 billion to settle litigation over the claims that Roundup. And Bayer is now a German-based company. And here's, I'm going to read the official statement from Werner Baumann, who's the CEO of Bayer. First and foremost, the Roundup settlement is the right action at the right time for Bayer to bring a long period of uncertainty to an end. It resolved most current claims and puts in place a clear mechanism to manage risks of potential future litigation. It is financially, now here's to me the key for the company's sake, it is financially reasonable when viewed against the significant financial risks of continued multi-year litigation and the related impacts to our reputation and to our business.
And so he wants to put it behind him.
Exactly right. How often do we have heard this happen with companies that, look,
deal with it and then get on with it.
But what it really, it irritates me, and I have empathy. I'm for those who have dealt up cancer and believe that it was Roundup that caused it, but in the grand picture that we're looking at, the Environmental Protection Agency says there is no connection. In fact, the only connection I understand is this. Monsanto, by the way, glyphosate is the key ingredient in Roundup, and that's what apparently is the key here. Bayer says that all government regulators that have looked at the issue of a link between cancer and glyphosate have rejected the link. But a France-based international agency for research on cancer, which is part of the World Health Organization, classified it as a probable human carcinogen in 2015. Well, if this isn't a bunch of legal loopholes to me anyway. You got a bunch of regulators who said no, and you have one agency linked to who, and of course, when the World Health Organization speaks, a lot of times they become the voice of.
Mm-hmm. And now they're saying probably.
And this is the way, and this is the quote in the story. Probable. They didn't say it was definite. They didn't, you know, probable human carcinogen in 2015. And that's when the lawsuits against Monsanto started. And I was trying to think of that, too, because I really had, you know, I've used Roundup for years. Love the stuff.
Use it properly.
Does what it's supposed to do. Yeah. Dave Maurer reading further into the story. Mm-hmm. Because this goes back to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency talking about glyphosate being safe for people when used in accordance with label directions.
Mm-hmm.
Were people using it not in accordance with label directions?
Well, how many read the label? That's the problem. About as far as they go is...
Hello?
Well, some of them go as far as, how much water do I mix with this or whatever, and that's as far as they go.
They don't read about the particular weather conditions that are safe or particular ways you should dress
wind
or
direction,
protections and things like that.
Right.
Yeah, exactly right. Because I admit a lot of that's fine print, but and I never read the complete every single word, but I read enough of it to know of how to properly use it. I figure if I'm using something that's harmful enough to kill the weeds and the grass and everything else.
You don't want to kill you.
Yeah, it must be pretty powerful stuff that's in here, especially when on the warning labels, you know, danger and all this other, you know, kind of stuff. So that, and that makes me wonder if it's the old laboratory rat, you know. We've discovered that such and such product causes cancer in a laboratory rat. Yeah, when you bombarded it with 1,000 times the dosage that you're normally going to use.
Yeah, exactly.
So were people using, and I don't, you know, I don't know this. And again, this is speculation on my part. I don't know. I'm just the big mouth on the radio saying. But this, when a company is at fault and is doing things they shouldn't be doing and hiding things, and goodness knows there's been enough of those stories, make them pay, make them settle, make them do what's ever necessary to right the wrongs. In this case,
they're taking the initiative.
They're, and how often do we hear this? As the company says, you know, and people get frustrated by this, and I understand that. But in the grand scheme of things, when they get to all the legal and attorneys and all the marketing folks together, it's like, let's just take care of this right now, pay it off, and go on to the future. Again, it'll be better for our reputation and the perception. Mm-hmm. Most people probably perceive that, you know, the big company is hurting the small guy. But in this case, it just, I don't know. I guess I'm really caught by the fact that it's the World Health Organization classifying it as a probable human carcinogen, while our own U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says glyphosate is safe if you're using it properly. So now how often, it's got to stop killing this horse. I think you understand what I'm saying. but how often do we talk about in the scientific world looking for things to be talked about, and what do you believe? I'd say you have two different agencies that you would you trust, the World Health Organization? Would you trust the EPA? One saying one thing, one saying another. This almost sounds like a discussion last hour.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
Here's your set of facts. Can't somebody just make the decision? In this case, no. It's a gray matter that's left, and Bayer's going to advance forth, believing that what they believe. Those who have contracted cancer and all the other organizations are going to believe what they believe, and it comes to a settlement, and we move on.